Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have Darren Hazelwood, CEO of Panther Metals, which focuses on companies and assets within the natural resources sector. Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Morning, Rob. I'm very well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Good to hear it. So can you tell us how the summer's been for Panther Metals?
Rob, it's been a busy summer. You know, for those that attended the Share Talk event at Walsall in May 2018, they'll already know that the recent movements in the gold price over the summer are no surprise to me. You know, the fact is the structural issues that existed then still exist now. We're seeing the concerns from the Fed, the Bank of England, and clearly the bond market that are only just starting to surface in the price of gold, in the price of gold and precious metals, and gold in particular. You look around the exploration sector, and with the possible exception of GGP, those holes are mightily impressive. Real discoveries are increasingly difficult to come by. We're seeing output increasing as miners look to take advantage of record highs in many countries' currency. And we aren't seeing this reciprocated in the exploration success. The exploration sector has been in a drought for pretty much 10 years. And you can't ignore the fact that some of the reasoning behind that has been self-inflicted. It's a high-risk, high-reward industry. And I see a major component of my job is managing that risk-reward, making sure that every penny the company spends is geared towards the growth of the business, making sure we can exploit the solid foundations we've put in place. Now, I said in May 2018 that the cost of entry into the sector was ridiculously cheap. And in a rising gold environment, I'm looking around wondering where the herd are. All reserves are getting depleted by the day. Yet I see company after company coming under pressure. I guess I shouldn't complain, to be honest, Rob. We've certainly, as a business, managed to take advantage of the situation. The supply and demand dynamics would tell you that certain things that we've been able to achieve should have been out of our reach, but there simply haven't been. The way we've managed to extend the Big Bear project for a relatively tiny amount of money in what's a highly prospective, high-grade gold region of the world is a witness to the advantages a weak market brings to a business of Panther's size and standing, and to the advantage of its shareholders.
Okay. And you talked about money there. So you recently did a small capital raise. Can you give us a bit more information there?
Yeah, look, Rob, we as a business, and I've been very lucky, and I'll be forever grateful to shareholders who supported the business. You'll notice it was a non-brokered raise. Every penny come from existing shareholders. And that's the same people that have effectively been locked in for 18 months during a weak market. Yes, they've followed the story, that they've seen what we are about. They've seen us build a real exploration company with managing the pennies. We've increased the strength of the board. Somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago, how or where do I see Panther realizing the value that we build into assets as a business goes forward? At what stage of the life expectancy would I favor that value being generated? I told them that every asset's different, as is every business. How many exploration companies has a choice of experience to choose from like Panther? You've got Nick O'Reilly, Metal Tiger, competent person on Botswana. They're recently in the process of, that asset is recently in the process of being taken over by Samphire. And of course, you've got Kerim Kisena. He's taken a grassroots exploration project right through to profitable gold mine production. And in exploration and mining terms, we as a business have everything. And it's at the heart of this business. And because of those strengths, those locked-in shareholders didn't go running. They know we're at a strategically important point. They know we're building for growth. And we have the knowledge and experience to deliver on that vision. It's that simple, Rob. It's great.
So how do you see the financing model developing to help fund Panther's growth?
Well, first and foremost, it's got to be honesty. We must have the trust of the investors and the market to drive the business forward. I've said to everyone who have given me the time to listen, judge us by our actions understand that if we have a project that doesn't deliver what we were hoping, that we won't spend another penny on it. We'll have sound logic and reasoning behind why we did what we did, but we're not going to follow things over a cliff. The experience tells us that. And with that knowledge and experience, the company only needs to be right once. If we achieve that, our investors are going to be a very, very happy bunch, as will the directors. You know, we've got to face up to the sea change in the funding system for exploration companies. I do wonder if everybody's woken up to this yet. It has changed dramatically over the last 2 or 3 years. You do need some initial success, but once that's announced, there's multiple reasons for this, but the lack of new discoveries is the key driver, I believe. But the funding channels are open. But they're being driven by three distinct camps. The majors, I believe, are getting in earlier than ever. You're also seeing the funds stepping in earlier to support. Probably the best known to UK investors is Sprott. But you're also seeing the streamers becoming very active. And it's absolutely imperative for Panther that we're on the radar for those involved in the funding processes. It is down to me to make sure the network's open and that people have eyes on this business.
That's good. Good to see your perspective there, Darren. The final question is going to obviously be, what's next for Panther?
Well, look, Rob, I've got the most spectacular team at Panther, and I'm blessed with amazing shareholders. So the pressure's on me to make sure that I give everybody the tools that enables the business to achieve its goals. It is vital that we're strategically positioned as the market realises the intrinsic value in our knowledge and experience. And all I can say is keep watching the progress. So we're raising the bar gently but relentlessly. The compound growth story in Panther is only just beginning. And often the hardest work is taking place during the quiet periods in terms of market announcements. All I can ask people to do is keep watching the Panther story and watch as we progress.
Well, we'll certainly keep watching, Darren, and we'll hopefully hear from you shortly. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
That's a pleasure, Rob. Thank you very much for your time. All the best.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.